And we're back with week 8 of the Sports Betting Rundown. We got 5 more picks for you guys today. Apologies for the late podcast. It's coming out late afternoon on Saturday, but it's a typical show. 5 picks. Let's get right into it. For my first pick, I'm going with Bengals team total. Right now it's sitting at 18.5, and they're taking on the 49ers in San Francisco. So a pretty tough spot for the Bengals and the 49ers. Why this total's only 18.5. The 49ers, elite defense, as you guys all know. They're only allowing 15.6 points per game. That's the third in the league. But the past 2 weeks, there have been some issues. They lost to Cleveland Browns, and Cleveland Browns' backup quarterback, Cleveland scored 19. Then they lost to Minnesota. Minnesota put up 22. And while those aren't high numbers, it just shows that the defense is slipping a little and the team as a whole is slipping a little. The Bengals have not been so good this year. They're only scoring 16.7 points per game. That's fourth last in the league. But at the beginning of the season, they were hurt. There were reports Joe Burrow might miss the first couple weeks. He didn't, but the way he played, he probably should have sat those games. So they've been improving. He's been getting healthier. And the Bengals are off a bye week, so they've had an extra week to get healthy, for Joe Burrow to get right. And if you're giving me 18.5 with a quarterback like Joe Burrow, I feel like you just have to take the over. It doesn't matter which defense or which team they're playing. That's such a low number here. So we're taking the over. For my second pick, we're doing kind of the same thing here. We're going with another team total over. Right now, it's going to be Indianapolis Colts. The number is 20.5. And this is a very interesting number because you have the combination of the Saints. There was some stat. There was maybe 8 or 9 straight unders up until last game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Saints were on a big streak of defense, low scoring. And it's kind of a tale of two tapes. Then you have the Colts, which Anthony Richardson out, Gardner Minshew in. But I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing for this season. 20.5 is a very interesting number, though. The lowest the Colts have scored in a game this season is 20. And every other game, they've scored over 20.5. So they're hitting that 6 out of 7 games so far. And the one game they didn't hit it, it was by 0.5 here. They're at home in Indianapolis. So from that whole combination, I just have to take the over here, 20.5. For my third and final straight pick of the day, non-prop, I'm taking the Jacksonville Jaguars money line. It's basically even right now. The Jaguars are at minus 120, Steelers plus 100. And this game should be a close game. Jaguars 5-2, Steelers 4-2. But the real point is, if I think the game is going to be so close, I can't trust Kenny Pickett. I can't trust the Steelers. I can't trust Matt Canada in that offense. In a close game, I'm always going to choose the side with, yes, an elite quarterback here. There's really no further logic. Jaguars red hot, 4 straight. Steelers also pretty good. 2 straight wins over Baltimore and at the Rams. Both teams are hot. But look, I got to ride with my man Trevor Lawrence. Jaguars minus 120. For my first prop, we're going with Chris Olave under. Right now it's sitting at 60.5. And this is a really interesting bet. Chris Olave, if you don't know, he got arrested for going 40 miles over the speed limit when the officer pulled him out of his car. He said, "Don't arrest me, I play for the Saints." And the cop didn't care. The cop didn't care. It was an embarrassing video, got posted all over the internet. But besides that, he's not been in sync with Derek Carr. Last game, he had 15 targets, only 7 receptions. And he had a good game against Houston, but then against New England, 2 receptions for 12 yards. Against Tampa Bay, 1 reception for 4 yards on 6 targets. So something's wrong with Olave and Carr. And That plus all the distraction this week of Olave getting rested. I do like the under here, 60.5. For my fifth and final pick, it's going to be Amon-Ra St. Brown receptions. It's sitting at 6.5. It's a little bit juiced to the over here, but I don't mind. 6.5 is not a lot for AR. In his last game, 19 targets. In the game before that, 15 targets, 13 and 12 receptions. I mean, look, he's just a PPR reception god. The sun god is. And it's a Raiders defense, very susceptible. And the Lions are going to look to murder them. It's Monday night. It's prime time. It's going to be insane in Ford Field. But also, they're going to look to put up points after that embarrassing showing against the Ravens. 6.5 for Amon-Ra is not a lot. And I love the over here. And that's it for this week's episode of the Sports Betting Rundown, week 8 of the NFL season. 5 more picks from me. And as always, please follow me on Twitter at JSportsBetting1. Please subscribe to the pod. Please like the pod. Please review the pod if you want to. Rate 5 stars. It's a good show for this week. I like the picks. I'm confident getting heated up in this NFL season. A couple good weeks in a row. Couple good pods in a row. And as always, let's make some money.